Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. I hope that's not becoming just a habit, that you're really getting into these prayers. I have some of you that enjoy them. Some of you really don't care. But let's make sure that it's not just a ritual or tradition, but that it's heartfelt and sincere. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I bow to you today on air with many who are with me as we give you praise and adoration for all of your love and your grace and your mercy. Father, when I started this, you told me to pray for President Donald Trump. You told me to pray for him, and I believe we still need to pray for him. And we need to pray for this nation. Pray for Joe Biden to have a change of heart, Father. For many of them that don't know you come to you. Father, I pray that we will be loyal only to you. No king but Jesus. Thank you, Father, for that same love and grace and mercy that makes you who you are. For God is love. God is mercy. God is just. Father, we worship you at this very moment. And we just want to drink in and absorb and breathe your love. Here I am, Father, I beg that you send me. What am I to do? Sometimes I feel lost. I ask that you will please help those who are listening to respond to you, Father, and that the things that you have told me to share and to suggest, that they will respond to that as well. Not for my glory, Father, but for yours. May we get it right here. It is for such a time as this that I believe you have placed me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's not about color. It's about character. Whether it's your skin color or the party color. Look at what is done and said, because as the old saying goes, actions speak louder than words. In the case of our parties, well, I received an unusual postcard yesterday and I thought I would address it this morning. The gentleman sent this to me. He says, the definition of red from the dictionary, an anarchist or extreme socialist communist. I noticed he didn't look up the definition of blue. He went on to say, please, the bad guys are the reds. I'm an American Christian patriot blue. God can't bless us in this deception. Now, I won't give his name. But at least he did sign his note. Many who send me hate notes do not even sign them. As Derry used to say, if they're not going to sign them, I ain't going to read them. To my friend who's in Montana, I say loyalty to any of these parties is what's killing America. As a Christian, our loyalty is to our God and our Savior Jesus Christ. As to the red versus the blue, I have a little article here that Rudy gave me, and I found it very interesting. Why are Republicans red and Democrats blue? According to the Smithsonian Magazine, red did not always denote the Republican Party. And I was telling Rudy yesterday when we were talking about this after we got the postcard, I said, when did this all happen? And so he looked it up, because he's the clever sidekick. Blue wasn't always the symbolic of the Democrats. This is now common, only dates back to the 2000 election. That soon. I mean, that doesn't seem that long ago, does it? But it is 20 years ago. I know. Rudy just spit out his coffee. In 1976, NBC debuted its first election map on the air with bulbs that turned red for Carter, won the states and Democrat, and blue for the Ford Republican. So it was, you know, it was different then. This original color scheme was based on Great Britain's political system, which I think we fought a war to get away from, which used red to denote the more liberal party. This is getting scary here. The color coding we're familiar with today didn't stick until the election of 2000, when the New York Times and USA Today published their first full-color election maps. The Times spread used red for the Republicans because red begins with R, which was Republicans, begins with R, and it was more natural association. The election firmly established Democrats as the blue party and Republicans as the red, denotations which will likely hold fast for some time to come. So, let's talk a little bit about the character of the parties and decide which, if either, we as Christians, Americans loving liberty even, should support. Now, Democrats want to fundamentally, openly say this, fundamentally change America and support socialism. They support communism, and they scream democracy, the temple of democracy, she says. If that doesn't scare you as a Christian, I don't know what would. But America was established as a republic form of government, a constitutional republic. Now, Republicans also legislate supporting social programs. That's what socialism is. Speak of our democracy as well. And totally ignore the fact that we were a constitutional republic. Let's talk about illegal immigration. Democrats want open borders. All occupants, anybody who's got the dirt of this land on their feet, can vote. Ignoring the very laws they themselves, as Congress, not just Democrats, passed. It wasn't Trump that made all those mean immigration laws. It was Congress. Republicans, they say they want immigration reform, but do nothing but make noise and complain and point at the bad Democrats. When President Trump was building the wall, which the people, their constituents, the Republican constituents wanted, they denied it. Abortion. Democrats embrace it. This barbaric, murderous act, and believe you should pay for it with your tax dollars. Democrats call it health care and women's rights, although they don't know who's a woman and who's a man. Republicans verbally oppose abortion, but do and say nothing when the Democrats funded the abortion and funded Planned Parenthood. Religious freedom. This is our First Amendment right. It's not a privilege. Democrats at their convention in 2012 booed God twice. They are not a Christian organization. They removed God from the Pledge of Allegiance openly, again defying God, in their 2020 election. Barack Obama said openly, "We are not and never were a Christian nation." This is the Democrat Party. Blue has nothing to do with it. The Republican Party boasts of faith. They will openly pray and have pastors stand, not the ones that say amen and a woman, that was the Democrats. Yet they too stalled. They stalled when it came to putting the hammer down on the censoring of the big tech companies and forcing churches to not meet because of COVID. We'll continue this when we come back. I was hoping to get it done in the first section, but I ad-libbed too much. But I think it's important that we understand it's not about loyalty to a party. It's about loyalty to a God. And if your party denies God, maybe you should deny that party. And you need to hold your party accountable. And they may say they're for God, but if they ain't acting like it, actions speak louder than words. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation: our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno-150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno-150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com. That is Immuno150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224. 2224.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Okay, I'm going to continue the red and the blue conflict here. Crime is another thing to take into consideration. I only went through some of these, and I just kind of went through them top of my head. Democrats refuse to be tough on crime and have gone after the police of this nation. And of course, in a socialist communist regime, they want no local police. Now, this has gone on for decades, not just recently. But they just want federal police. And that's what, and this is all about. And it's the first one I heard talking about such a thing was Barack Obama, the Democrat Party, the Socialist Democrat Party. There's more we could compare, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say. It's not about, it is about character, and it's not about colors. I will not be loyal to either party, but I will confess I do mostly support Republican candidates. The two-party system is a monopoly against the American people and our constitutional republic. Our founding fathers did not want to get stuck in this rut of the parties. Red state, blue state, purple state, pink, green, or rainbow state. If your party denies God, the Creator, and you continually support them, then yes, God will not bless. God cannot bless a nation that denies Him, that kills babies and stands for all that is wicked. Unfortunately, America has grown selfish and no longer looks to the future or protects its own future. Actions speak louder than words. It's not about color. It's about character. I know what gender God made me. It is Him whom I will serve. He has placed me in this land, and I believe since before I was ever born. I don't know why. It was His plan to have me right here for such a time as this. It's kind of a scary thing, isn't it? Kind of a scary thing. Well, speaking of action speaking louder than words, the last couple of times I've promised Rudy, and I think I lost my paper, that I was going to talk about this, I have waited till the last second and then I just rushed through it. We have postcards that we purchased and we're printing them. We didn't spend the money to have them printed, and we had to buy, and I'm using the word we very loosely because Rudy kind of funded this. I'm just going to tell on you, Rudy. We had to go about, I think you bought three different sets of postcards to get the right weight that would work in our cheap little printers that we have here. We believe in this. I don't believe it's just an idea that Beth Ann came up with, because Beth Ann ain't that smart. Some of you are shaking your head yes, and stop it. On this postcard, this part that I'm reading to you will always be the same. A Congress whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the representatives of a free people. Now that line is in bold print at the top. It comes from the Declaration of Independence. We just changed the word from king to Congress. We go on. We the people hereby declare our right over you as a government, as governments are installed among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That is also from the Declaration of Independence. And then we have this in a square. Restore the Republic. And in huge bold letters, cease and desist all tyrannous, traitorous acts against our U.S. Constitution. This is the first one we're sending out. Let my people go. All J6 political prisoners should be allowed due process of the law. Their rights are secured by the People's Bill of Rights, Amendment 6, 7, and 8. Their constitutional, their continued detention is in violation of their constitutional rights. It denies them human dignity as well as due process. You are in a position to right this wrong. If you do not, you will be acting in an unlawful manner. Let my people go. And then we have a line that says, Patriot Citizen Signature. We suggest you send one to the President, one to the Speaker of the House, one to Mitch McConnell and Schumer and McCarthy as well. That's four. Whoever, you're going to have two for your senators, one for each of them, and to your representatives, and that will vary depending on what state you are in. In Missouri, we have eight. We're not charging you for these. We should. Rudy needs a little dollar once in a while. But we believe in this. And we believe you can make a difference. Taking this action, make it loud and clear. Cease and desist. And we will have others to follow that will have a different cease and desist. And I think you're going to see that you may not notice an immediate difference, but if everyone listening would do this, they do take notice. And if they keep coming, they're going to continue to take notice. So it has to be something that we are persistent and consistent in. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. These people, you have to admit, should not be being treated the way they are. Okay? So cease and desist. So the next segment, I've called it, take it back. Take it back. You know, when you're getting a little fight with somebody and they say something nasty, you take that back. You take that back. So this was just kind of funny. This is coming from Rand Paul. Because the CDC, now if you remember on YouTube, and I don't know if they censored him on Twitter as well, but Rand Paul told us long ago, cloth masks do not do any good. They are absolutely worthless. And on Saturday, the CDC admitted that cloth masks are useless. They do nothing. But this is, you know, coming, what, a year later when they had censored Rand Paul, the senator. So he says, does this mean snot-nosed censors at YouTube will come to my office and kiss my behind? It's not what he said, but that's what I'm going to say. So he goes after him. You take that back. By golly, you take it back. That was not nice. You take it back. I'm making fun, but, you know, it's true. They'll tell you one thing. That is the party that is in charge right now is the party that's allowing all this censorship to go on. And it is costing American lives. Yes, it is. Wearing masks is costing American lives. Young children that are wearing these masks, it is hurting them. And refusing to let people have the monoclonal medicines, the hydroxychloroquine, blocking it, refusing the knowledge of it, letting people make their own decisions, it's evil. And it's the regime, the Democrat Party, that's in charge right now. The Republicans ain't doing enough to fight it. That's my opinion. I will not give money to the GOP. They send me texts every single day, numerous times a day, and emails. Rudy was talking about the one this morning that was almost insulting, that I was disappointing Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump doesn't even know who I am. He should. I've sent him letters, but he doesn't know who I am. And if I was making any money, I'd give it to my candidate, not to the GOP. Well, Rand Paul also stood up. Consumers make a difference. Now, we'll discuss this when we come back, because I want to get into this just a little bit. Consumers make a difference. You can think you don't, but by golly, your dollars, they want them. GOP wants them, but they ain't going to get mine. If I support a candidate, which I did here, I will give them the money directly. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The greatest gift I have right now is radio air, because I don't have any money. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
810-214-4064. 810-214-4064. 810-214-4064. That's 810-214-4064.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So we have several things that we're going to send the cease and desist letters about. But right now we're talking about Let My People Go. Back to Rand Paul. He is also, and if you were listening to President Trump's rally in Arizona, he says, I can't tell you to do this, but, I can't say this. I can't say to boycott AT&T. I can't say that. So I won't say that. Of course, it's all humorous because he just said it, you know. Well, Rand Paul has canceled his DirecTV subscription because, like AT&T, they also canceled One American News. Now, I haven't shared a lot of One American News. They're really, really, really good. I've tried to be a part of them, but I can't find a place where I can actually, send a resume. So we support them in that respect anyway, and I do use their news sometimes. They are a good news source, a good conservative news source, One American News, and they have been canceled by DirecTV and AT&T. So I was thinking, Rand Paul is taking a stand. He's taking an action. It's not just words. He's actually doing something. I have never used AT&T with my phones. I've got some kids that are on that. I have always been, and I don't know, they probably got a background too, but I've always been with U.S. Cellular. Why? It was convenient. It was here in town when we bought our first cell phone. So think about that, because consumers do make a difference. If 5,000, 50,000, 500, all of a sudden, just like that, dropped AT&T. All of a sudden, just like that, dropped DirecTV. Send them a postcard or send them a note and say, I dropped you because of this. They need to know you as a consumer are done with their wokeness. You're done with their censoring of news for you. Now, speaking of such, I received this morning from MyPillow. MyPillow is a sponsor of the show only if you buy their products and use my promo code. They're not an out-and-out a sponsor or an advertiser that pays me money every month no matter what. I only get paid when you order something and use the promo code. If you don't use the promo code, it doesn't go to me. It doesn't go to CSC Talk Radio. But my contact there this morning said, tell your listeners about this and tell them to go to the website. I know many of you don't like to do that, but it's the easiest way, and I apologize, but it is. But go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Do you remember when they used to have the January white sales? I remember my mother talking about that when I was a kid, and that's when they were bedding and sheets and pillowcases and all that kind of stuff for your home you might need to replace, and winter is a good time to do that. They all went on sale in January, the January white sales. Then it kind of got stopped being called that because they were all colors. In fact, it's kind of hard to find a white sheet these days. But they're calling it the January bedding sale. And it's got 50% off on much of the items. And they have sleepwear. I'm assuming that's the shoes. That's what I've got, the My Slippers. 50% off. Great deal, folks. Sheets. The 2-inch mattress topper. And Rudy can kind of vouch for that. He got a couple of those.
Yep. Good stuff.
I was going to say, that's your voucher? Yep.
No, really. It really helped that old cheap mattress down at the lake.
But, okay.
And we get a pretty good chunk of what you spend there. I can't tell you how much we get back, but it's almost like making a donation to the show.
It absolutely is.
So that is very much appreciated.
And they have quilts, and I didn't realize that. I'm not a very good consumer, am I? I didn't look at their quilts and comforters. So go to the website, mypillow.com. You have to click on the radio listener square, and it's, I could tell you where it is on there, but it may vary depending on what search engine and whatever you're using internet. So, it is, it has Mike on there in front of a microphone, and it says radio on it. The promo code to use is Beth Ann. My middle name is Ann, no E on it. Beth is my real name, I'm not an Elizabeth. And we use the name Beth Ann because my southern relatives always called me Beth Ann. They never called me Beth. They always called me Beth Ann. So the promo code is Beth Ann, no E on Ann. Beth Ann, B-E-T-H-A-N-N. 50% off all those products. I know, maybe you don't need anything, but you know there's weddings coming up this spring. Somebody will need something. Okay? So the next thing is the insider trading. So I said, take it back. And now I'm thinking, give it back. Give it back. This is something that they have taken from the American people. They take advantage of their positions. And Josh Hawley puts Nancy Pelosi on notice. I think she's scared, don't you? For her shady trade deals. We know they all do this. Both Republicans and Democrats. Both of them do it. And they get rich. Why else would you spend millions of dollars to have a six-figure job? And then do it again in 2 years or 6 years. Millions of dollars for a six-figure job. So he says year after year, politicians somehow manage to outperform the market, buying and selling millions in stocks of companies they're supposed to be regulating. Wall Street and big tech work. Do you want to know why they don't censor big tech? This is it, folks. They work hand in hand with elected officials to enrich each other at the expense of the country. Here's something we can do. Ban all members of Congress from trading stocks and force those who do to pay their proceeds back to the American people. It's time to stop turning a blind eye to Washington profiteering. And even AOC agrees with that. At least she tweeted that she agrees with it. Both parties participate. There is no integrity. There's no cowboy ethics up there. No integrity. This is out and out theft of the American people. It lacks integrity. Even if you legislate it approved, it's still wrong. Even if you say inside trading is okay, it's time to stop it. It's time to stop it. And they seem to have two, you know, some of them on both sides of the aisle with this particular bill. We'll see what happens. So we said, take it back and give it back. And now we're going to talk just a little bit about elections. You know, those who really want Donald Trump to run, it's not going to do him any good to run in 2024 and meet head on with the same establishment that he had the last time. It's not going to do you any good. He won't be able to get anything done, and you will not be able to have your life back. Well, this is something of positive. This is coming out of Wisconsin, and a judge has banned ballot drop boxes. He says it's unconstitutional to their Wisconsin Constitution, and they cannot do it. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, they call it WILL, W-I-L-L, is supporting, well, they're giving him hands, like clapping hands. They're not supporting him. It's funding and money that can't be done. But this is a heads up. This is a good thing. You shouldn't be able to drop your, and not only that, certain parties were picking them up. They could go through them and do whatever they want with them. And you don't think there was anything going on sneaky during the 2020 election or some of the other elections? I don't think Republicans, I don't think they don't cheat either. But the cheating became so large, huge in 2020. They didn't steal it from Donald Trump. No, they stole it from you, the American people. I don't care who you voted for. If you voted for Joe Biden and you had to listen to all this stuff because they cheated, they stole your election too. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code Bethann, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is Bethann. Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Bethann and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to cover some stuff here pretty quick. I want to go back to elections. I have a couple of articles on that. And the race is on, you know, folks. Oh, it's the most important election ever. They say that every year. And I don't disagree. I don't disagree. Because every year we're just a little closer to going off that cliff. Actually, we're already off that cliff. We are free-falling into communism. And it isn't just the Democrat Party for my friend in Montana. But the Democrat Party is the one who has denied God. Doesn't matter that they're blue. The Democrat Party is defending China, the Red Party, which you alluded to. The Red Party of the Republican Party. Sometimes I think they're even the most evil because they wear their little suits and they stay quiet. Oh, they'll put on a fight, but they don't do anything. So I'm really proud of Rand Paul right now. I'm really proud of him. Haven't figured out what Ted Cruz is up to, other than maybe running for president again. Crazy places, crazy. But, you know, the race is important. And the Gallup poll is showing the Republican Party way ahead of the Democrat Party. I know, if you believe in the polls, we know that Biden is dropping in the polls. That is obvious. It's obvious by just the feel on the street and in the stores when you go. They're all fed up with it. And when they fill up at the pump. But Derry Brownfield used to say, America's in a race, and it's a race to the bottom. The two-party system, this is coming from me, the two-party race, who will win? Who won in 2020? Who will win in 2022? Who will win in 2024? Isn't it time that the people actually won an election and not a party? Does that make sense to you? Isn't it time that we could claim a victory? The Democrats who did vote for Biden, and I don't think there's nearly as many as what they claimed, you were stole of your victory because of all this controversy. Why not look at it? Why not figure it out? Because they cheated. Kemp didn't want to do anything in Arizona because he cheated before. And he's a Republican. It's time to get this stopped. It's time the American people won an election. I have a little satire here. It's kind of funny that I'm going to share with you, and then we're going to get serious once again. Historians, this is Babylon B. Historians discover a document from 1776 that removes all mandates and restrictions. Researchers from Philadelphia with the Independence National Historic Park, who located an ancient document, they say renders all national mandates and restrictions void. The document is dated to 1776, is being referred to as the Declaration of Independence by park historians, who allege it details the existence of inalienable rights and that governments derive their power from the consent of the governed. Sources indicate that the document was found in the park archives, allegedly buried under a stack of Benjamin Franklin's raunchy poems. We don't usually go near those, they said. I was definitely not reading them when I found the crumpled up parchment that later turned out to be our nation's Declaration of Independence. The fascinating thing about the document is that it says King George III was a tyrant who did a bunch of things President Biden is doing right now. So I'm not really sure what to think. Also, they were both kind of crazy. We're looking into Latin popcorn pop and connection with, well, he added, you know, in response to the fine the Supreme Court has granted to stay on all current vaccines and mask mandates, as well as every other stupid mandate on the books. Well, there's a little more, but you get what I'm saying. How many times have I encouraged you, and maybe Rudy and I should do that again today, to go back and read the Declaration of Independence. I rewrote it back in 2020 in July, changing King George to Congress, because Congress is the one who was legislating socialism. Congress is claiming democracy and ignoring the Constitutional Republic. Nancy Pelosi says, Temple of Democracy, instead of the House of the People. I saw a Republican last week, I think. I don't remember who it was, but even they were talking about we shouldn't let people just walk in and out of the Capitol. What's that say about America? What's that say about our Christian ethics, our morals, that we have so much darkness in this nation? Oh, by the way, they also had to take it back. The not an Islamic terrorist, his name has been changed to is an Islamic terrorist. And as far as I know, nobody showed anybody's underwear. You had to have been listening yesterday to understand that. So here I have, in the very last minutes of the show, another poll. And this poll is talking about religion, in particular the Christian religion, under attack in America. You know, the land of the home and the brave. Land of the home and the free and the brave. It says a total of 52% said they agreed with the statement that religion is under attack in the United States. But 40% of the respondents said they disagreed with the statement. A whopping 74% of Republicans and 44% of Democrats agreed with the statement. Conservatives, I notice they've separated this from Republicans and Democrats. Conservatives, 76% were more inclined to agree with the statement. And liberals were less, 34%. A total of 62% of Christians agreed that religion is under attack in this country. Only 44% of all other religions said likewise, though as did 29% with no religion. Even the ungodly know that religion is under attack. Freedom of speech, the First Amendment. There is no freedom from religion. There is no such thing as separation of church and state. There is to be a separation of the state from the church. But our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is inadequate for any other founding father. So, the church has been under attack for a long time. It's nothing new. After all, they crucified our Savior, didn't they? And even those were some who stood on religion. It's time, America. It's time for us to realize it's about character. It's not about color, whether it's your skin or your party. It's about obeying and loyalty to God, and only Him. Only together can we bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.